you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We honor you. We give you glory. We thank you for another good morning. I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, so I pray, good morning. I pray that you are well and that God is keeping you. And it's another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And we've been studying, looking at the end times. And this has been a study on eschatology and what is a study of the end times. And we've been looking at the seven seals. And this is the third part. And hopefully if not the final, there might be four parts. Let's see how far we will go today. But we have seen that there are seven seals of judgment. And these, not really seals of judgment, but these are marks or indicators of the end of times. And remember, when John is taken up to heaven in John chapter 4, and he's told, come up hither or come up higher, he's able to see heaven, is able to see God, the throne of God, and eventually he sees the one who is seated on the throne holding a scroll. And this scroll has, you know, seven seals. And indeed, he started to weep because no one was found who was worthy, who could open the scroll. But then one of the elders tells him, weep not, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed and is worthy to open the scrolls, to take the scroll, and is also worthy to open the seals. And this scroll that is in the hand of the one who sits on the throne represents, you know, the indicators of the times that that we, as you know, the people will go through until the final judgment of the Lord. And so it has seven seals. So we've been able to see in the first two sessions, we've seen what the first six seals mean, and where we've seen there's a white horse, the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse. And then we've seen the five, you know, the souls crying out from under the altar. We've seen the earthquake, the sun and the moon and the stars falling. But then we've said in between the seventh seal, when the seventh seal is open, we see that there, you know, a number of things that happen. There are seven trumpets that are sounded, which are seven, you know, judgments. So there's judgments that take place under the seven trumpets. And this is what we started looking at in the previous session, where we've seen the first, you know, four trumpets, which, you know, the first trumpet was hail, you know, and fire mixed with blood. And, you know, it burnt, you know, consumed a third of the ground, you know, the grass and the trees. Then the second trumpet, which was like a huge mountain that fell into the sea, and, you know, the sea turned to blood, and a third, you know, of the ocean life was killed. Then the third trumpet, a great star, which fell from the sky into the water, which is called wormwood, and it poisoned the water supply, and, you know, many people were killed. And then we have the fourth trumpet, which is a third of the sun and a third of the moon and a third of the stars all turned dark. And there was a third of the day without light and a third of the night. And we're seeing that these are judgments that God was issuing, similar to the plagues of Egypt, where God was judging, you know, the gods and the things that people worship, consider as God. But this is judgment that is taking place to those who have refused, who are not marked with the seal of God, and those who accepted the mark of the beast. And what we also see is that these judgments that take place in the seventh seal, you know, happen during the Great Tribulation period. And we believe this is the period that the 3.5 years after the church has been raptured, and those who are left on the earth, and those who have believed in Christ, and they will also, those would be those tribulation saints, those who will have missed the rapture, and also those who will get saved during that time. So in between the fourth and the fifth, sixth and seventh trumpet, we see that there's an angel which goes and cries out, woe, 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 woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And because there are three more angels about to blow their trumpet, and that is why we say that the last three, the fifth trumpet, the sixth trumpet, and the seventh trumpet are also called the three woes. And we have seen the fifth trumpet, which is a first war in which we have seen the plague of demonic locusts. And we have seen that these demonic locusts, you know, attack those who are not sealed with the seal of God. And they, you know, they have crowns, they have teeth like lions, you know, they have their wings are noisy, like, you know, like they're very loud. And then they have, you know, they have the stings of scorpions. And when they sting anyone without the seal of God, that person is tormented for 5 months. So, but the locusts were not allowed to kill anyone, or only to torture people. And you see, so that is a punishment. And you see, this is happens when an, you know, a fallen angel, which is a star that fell from heaven, and he went and opened the key of the abyss, you know, of the bottomless pit. And then we've also seen the sixth trumpet, which is the second war. And this we have seen where you know, God releases four angels who come with an army. And this army, they have horses that have heads of lion, and they have breastplates, you know. And these horses, they release fire, smoke, and sulfur. And they have tails which are snakes, and so they kill both with their mouths and with their tails, and the powers in their tails. And you see, these ones were given power to kill, and but you see, the Bible says that the people still did not repent, because they did not repent of their idolatry, their murder, their witchcraft, their sexual immorality, and their stealing. And so this happens, and then now we are now supposed to go to the seventh trumpet, which is the final one. But then in between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, we see that there is a warning that God gives, and this is where we are in Revelation chapter 10. So we are now in between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, and or the second war and the third war, because when we see seven, we see it's a mark of completion. So whenever you will see seven, you will know that it means that now the judgment is complete and the end of the world has reached. But now when you see in Revelation chapter 10, we're going to read, it says that, "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet were like pillars of fire, and in his hand was a small scroll that had been opened. He stood with his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land, and he gave a shout like the roar of a lion. And when he shouted, seven thunders answered. When the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Keep secret what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down.'" Verse 5. "Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand towards heaven. He swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, the sea and everything in it. He said, 'There will be no more delay.' When the seventh angel blows his trumpet, God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled, and it will happen just as he announced to his servants the prophet. So then the voice from heaven spoke to me again, 'Go and take the open scroll from the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land.' So I went and to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll or the little scroll. 'Yes, take it and eat it,' he said. 'It will be sweet as honey in your mouth, but it will turn sour in your mouth.' So I took the small scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it. It was sweet in my mouth, but when I swallowed it, it turned sour in my stomach. Then I was told, 'You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings.'" So you must prophesy to many peoples, to many nations, to many tongues, and kings. Now I want us to understand what is happening here. God is about to release his final judgment, which is the seventh trumpet. And we see that the Bible is telling us when the seventh angel blows his trumpet, what will happen is God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. And what is God's mysterious plan? When now God takes his church and he becomes one with his church, and he comes to establish his rule over the earth and over every created thing, when in the fullness of time, when we are about to enter that period where we are with Christ forever, when the rapture, you know, when the judgment is complete, this is a point where the seventh trumpet is sounded. And as I believe we are in between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, we are in that period where we have received that scroll, that little scroll from the angel. And remember, this angel is so mighty. He's so big and so mighty, and he looks like God. Because remember, when we are given the description of God, we are told that Christ has the cloud and the rainbow over his head, and his face shone like the sun, and his feet like a pillars of fire. So when we see the description of this angel, we are seeing that he is described as one that is similar to Christ. But you see, angels, the more they're made in various kinds, and they're those who are made, the more they are like Christ, or rather the more they are like God, is the more mighty they are. And so this final angel, or this angel, is mighty in that he stands on the, when he stands, one leg is in the sea, the other is on the land, and he has a little scroll. And this scroll is that he's telling people, he tells John, go back and prophesy. And I'm telling you, you will prophesy, you know, to many people, to many nations, to languages or to tongues and kings. And you see, when he ate the scroll, it was sweet as honey, but it was sour in their stomach, or it was make thy belly bitter. It will be bitter in the stomach. And so this really represents, you know, the mystery of the gospel, in that when we take it, it is sweet, but you see, it is also accompanied with persecution. It is also accompanied with the burden that God gives us to share God's word. That's why you find that those that have committed themselves to share God's word, you know, whether there is rain, whether there is shine, there is that burden that God places on them to release God's word, because they realize the time is short. God is about to blow the seventh trumpet, and when that trumpet is blown, then there is no more help for, there is no more time for those who have rejected him, and God's mysterious plan will be fulfilled. So you can see then in Revelation chapter 11, which I will not go into, but it speaks about, the next part, when he's given to prophesy, we also see there is also a witness of the two witnesses. And in Revelation chapter 11, maybe I'll go through it, so apologies, it says, then I was given a measuring stick, and I was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the number of worshippers, but do not measure the outward courtyard, for it has been turned over to the nations. They will trample the holy city for 42 months, and I will give power to be my witnesses, who will be clothed in burlap and will be prophesy during those 1,260 days. These two prophets are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire and flashes from their mouth and consume their enemies. This is how anyone who tries to harm them must die. They have power to shut the sky so that no rain will fall as long as they prophesy. They have the power to turn rivers and oceans into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they wish. When they complete their testimony, the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit will declare war against them, and he will conquer them and kill them, and their bodies will lie in the main streets of Jerusalem, the city that is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where the Lord was crucified. And for 3.5 days, all peoples, tribes, and nations will stare at their bodies. None will be allowed to bury them, and all the people who belong to this world will gloat over them and give them presents to each other to celebrate the death of the two prophets who had tormented them. But after 3.5 days, God breathed life to them. They stood up, terror-struck, all who were staring at them. Then a loud voice from heaven called up the two prophets and said, come up here. And they rose up to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. At the same time, a terrible earthquake destroyed a tenth of the city. 7,000 people died in the earthquake, and everyone else was terrified and gave the glory to God. The second terror is past, but the third terror is coming quickly. So we see also in between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, we also see the witness of the two witnesses. And remember, what God is trying to show us is actually the mercy that God is showing us, because he wants to release the seventh trumpet, which is this last judgment, which marks the end of times. But first of all, he sends prophets. He sends John to prophesy. He sends those who receive the scroll, those who have received the message, those who've understood the fulfillment of times, those who've understood, you know, the mystery of Christ revealed in us, and who are preaching the true message of Christ to the world. God sends everyone who has received that call to prophesy to nations, to peoples, to nations, to tongues, and to kings. And they prophesy from that little scroll. But you see, also beyond that, also God also sends two witnesses, and these two witnesses are given authority over the 3.5 years during the tribulation period, the great tribulation period. And they prophesy, and you see, God says that he gave them power to stop the sun, you know, to stop the rain, and you know, and they will even call judgment on the people. They will call fire on the people. They will shut the sky. No longer will rain as long as they are prophesying or preaching. They will turn rivers and oceans to blood. You know, they will strike the earth with every kind of plague. And these two witnesses are people, or these are the Spirit of God, a spirit of judgment that is given. And it will, you know, there'll be two people that will give, and for 3.5 days. So, but what happens is, when the beast comes, remember, the beast also manifests in the great tribulation period, and now he, you know, starts to mark his people, and everyone must worship him unless you have the mark of the beast. The beast, towards the end, you know, kills the witnesses, and people celebrate because they tormented them and what. But then when they celebrate, then after 3.5 days, God raises the two witnesses. And then when the two witnesses are raised, then everyone starts to worry. And then now we see that now the seventh trumpet is blown. And Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 said, "Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices shouting in heaven." And it says, "The world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Which I think in King James puts it nicely. It says, "And the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Verse 16, it says, "The 24 elders sitting on the thrones, on their thrones before God, fell with their faces to the ground and worshipped him, and they said, 'We give thanks to you, Lord, the Lord God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and for you have now assumed your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were filled with wrath, but now the time of your wrath has come. It's time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets, as well as your holy people and all who fear your name, from the greatest, from the least to the greatest. It's time to destroy all who have caused destruction on the earth.' Then in heaven, the temple of the of God was opened, and and the ark of his covenant could be seen inside the temple. Lightning flashed, thunder crashed and roared, and there was an earthquake and a terrible hail storm." So when the seventh trumpet is sounded, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Amen. All these judgments have been taking place. All these warnings have been taking place. The two witnesses, the angel with the little scroll, you know, the judgments, the trumpets, you can see the, you know, judgment on the land, judgment on the water, the sea, the water becoming poisonous, you know, judgment on the sun, the moon, the stars. We see judgment of the demonic locusts. We've seen judgment of, you know, the demonic horses, you know, where we are seeing the, you know, they're burning people. And all this is poured out, judgment after judgment after judgment. But because the people still did not repent, they continue to worship idols. They continue to rejoice in the death of the two witnesses. They continue to, you know, to not repent of their idolatry, of their murder, of their sorcery, of their immorality, of their theft. They continue to worship the beast. They refused God. Some looked for death. Death could not find them. Then God now has to blow the seventh trumpet. And when the seventh trumpet is blown, time is fulfilled. The nations of this world, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Hallelujah. We are, then we as the believers, we who are part of the church, we who have believed in him, we who have waited for him, become now united with Christ. We are now fully united. We are now the new Jerusalem. We are now his bride. We are now united with him, and we shall be with him forever and ever. Amen. And then the judgment is declared. Hallelujah. So just to put it in perspective, then when the seventh trumpet is blown, it is the end of times. Then now Christ comes, he defeats the Antichrist, and he now comes to establish his rule on the earth for 1,000 years. And then there is what is called, there is a space which is the 1,000 years is called the millennial reign of Christ on the earth, and we'll be able to see that by the grace of God, what happens during the millennial reign of Christ, where he shall rule on the earth for 1,000 years. Remember, by this time the beast is judged, the false prophet, and they're under judgment. But then the devil is the one that is bound for 1,000 years. But then he now comes to, the devil comes after the end of the 1,000 years to deceive the nation so that they can wage the final war of Armageddon. But in the final war, Christ defeats them. And then we now enter into the last judgment, which is the judgment seat of Christ. And that is where now people will be judged, and there will be the second death. Those, the second resurrection and the second dead. The dead will rise in Christ, those who, they will rise for judgment, and people will answer for everything that they have done, and they'll be thrown. Those whose names will not be found written in the book of life shall be thrown into the lake of fire. Our warning from God is very clear. God has been warning us. God is warning us through the signs, through the trumpets, through the difficulties, things that are taking place, that will take place, through the, you know, through the seven seals, as the seven seals has opened, as the seventh seal is open, which is the final seal, the final mark. We see the judgments are coming. We see the trumpets are coming. We see the warnings. And God is still warning us. Let us know that the time is short. Those that are ready to understand the word and have heard the word, prophesy, prophesy, preach, evangelize, reach out to the lost. Save some, save as many as possible, because when the seventh trumpet is sounded, the kingdoms of this world, there shall be no more delay, have become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, and shall rule on the earth forever and ever. Amen. I will pause there, and as we reflect on that word, I don't know what this message has been to you of the end times. I pray that God has convicted you. If you're not born again, that you need to give your life to Jesus and ask him to cleanse your heart and forgive you. And yes, if you are also a Christian, you need to check your life, check your commitment to Christ, and come back to him and ask him to show you his ways, to show you his truth, to show you his guidance, that you might be found faithful like the wise virgins who are found with oil in their lamps. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your teaching. I thank you for the completion of your judgment and your warnings to us that indeed the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and His Christ. Pray for my brother and my sister who's listening, that Lord, you know where they are with you, that Lord, you hand peace upon them, comfort, forgive us, encourage, remind, anoint, O God, prophesy, give us the scroll, O God, may we eat it, O God, may we understand, may we prophesy, O God, to many peoples, to many nations, to many tongues, and to many kings, O God, for your glory, O God, and indeed, as we establish your word on the earth, O God, may we not be found unworthy. Pray that you plead your mercies over us to commit the needs that are among us and that are trusting you for various things. The Lord, you open doors, O God. Thank you for the church that you establish it for your glory. At the end of the day, all glory and honor goes back to you, for you have done great and mighty things in our lives. We honor, we adore you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed, blessed day. May God keep you, sustain you in all things. Amen. Bye-bye.